This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Can we start this hour with a please? Please, please me. There's an old Beatles song. I don't have you please me, but I want to please you. This is the DJV program. Jennifer is back later this week. Victoria is back later this week. The Dexter is here with Kara Sheldon at our controls. And so we begin this hour with a focus on the follow-up, I suppose, the explanation for this guy, Jamal Khashoggi's death. The Saudis have said that 18 of its citizens are responsible for the killing of this guy. It was at the Istanbul consulate, you'll remember, if you are interested in this. I think this is not, maybe sadly, not so much about him as it is about them. Them being the Saudis and their way of dealing with controversy or dealing with people that they don't like or whatever goes on internally. In this case, they have shown themselves to be the distillates that they are. The Saudi general prosecutor, equivalent of the attorney general, claims that his death, Khashoggi's death, was the result of a quarrel and a fight. So, The explanation, some say, if you want to focus on Trump's hand in this, by the way, he clarified what he said. Obviously, there's been deception and there have been lies, so said the president, and the kingdom story was all over the place. However, he praised the country as an incredible ally. Bull crap. Not an incredible ally. Give me a break. The newspaper that Khashoggi wrote for was the Washington Post, said, "This is just the latest falsehood from a government that has lacked credibility since this guy disappeared." The government has lacked credibility since September 11th. The government has lacked credibility since World War II. The government is crap. These people that run this country are no damn good and never have been. So the way that this is like an episode of Madam Secretary. Government says, well, I don't really even care what the Washington Post says or what Joe Biden says, and come on.
Although what he said was interesting, and I think what most people are thinking is, you know, they say, oh, it was the result of a fight and then he died. You don't bring a bone saw to a fight. You don't, you know, get into a fight and then cut somebody up into a bunch of little pieces.
Behead them, cut them in small pieces and throw them to the dogs. Yeah, that's right. It is embarrassing. So the story as it goes back, the Washington Post published a column, his byline and headline. The headline was "A Missing Voice." The space below it was blank in the column. So this guy who's been around, I thought he was younger than I saw a picture of him, and he was an older gentleman. He died when he was put in a chokehold to prevent him from calling for help. So this has been going on now for almost 3 weeks. It's actually 18 days ago that he died. At 59 years old, he was in a fist fight, supposedly. Well, this guy doesn't look like much of a fighter to me. Doesn't look like somebody that would start a fist fight. Somebody close to the royal family, as he was at one point in time, then he became a sharp critic of the crown prince. And the crown prince didn't like it, and so he took matters into his own hands. So, more or less, I mean, he's denied, but it's his people, the operatives. So, anyway, Khashoggi, in the last piece that was published, warned the governments in the Middle East, quote, he's telling us, they've been given free rein to continue silencing the media. and it has gone on at an increasing rate. The Middle East is a mess. You wouldn't go there, and I wouldn't go there. The only place in the Middle East that I would go is to Israel, and that's because it's safe, and it's a very interesting place. Not that the others aren't, but pretty much they aren't. You can walk to the northern border of Israel and be in Jordan. You can walk a little further and you can be in Syria. I mean, literally, that's what has happened. People from Syria have walked across the northern border and then they've gone into Greece. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The Arab version, according to this column, which this is the most interesting thing I thought that was in the column, Kara. The Arab world is facing its own version of an iron curtain imposed not by external actors, but through domestic forces vying for power. It's all about power. He sort of reminds me of my college professor who was killed, not in Saudi Arabia, but in Iraq the same way, because he was the son of royal family. In this case, the royal family was the arms dealer. Remember Adnan Khashoggi? I'm trying to remember where I heard this name before. And I didn't know there was a common name, Saudi name. But no, this guy is the nephew of the arms dealer. And he was a cousin of Dodi Fayed. That name ring a bell? Dodi was the boyfriend of Diana. So this guy has connections and had connections. And he was the voice of moderation in this country, that is Saudi Arabia, after the September 11th attacks. He spent years explaining Saudi's policy to outsiders, made himself unpopular at home, saying that the Saudi intervention in Yemen would validate those who compared Saudi's action, the kingdom's actions, to what Russia and Iran were doing in Syria. So, and there were other things going on over there too, but he was very critical of the celebration of Donald Trump's election. He went into self-imposed exile, moved to Washington last year, wrote regular columns for the Post. And with the intensification of the Crown Prince's crackdown on not only Khashoggi but his friends and associates, there were people who were put under house arrest last year, and a crackdown on corruption that was really a shakedown of the kingdom's most powerful people who did not agree with the royal family. So this new guy who supposedly is so wonderful is a bully and a bastard, and he's no good. And he should be tried for murder someplace. Maybe they should bring him to The Hague and put him on trial for crimes against humanity. That may be what the solution is to this particular problem. But anyway, for those who didn't know too much about him, he may have been connected to the Muslim Brotherhood as well, which wasn't any friend of any leading group. Remember what happened in Egypt. So, anyway, he interviewed Osama bin Laden in 1995 and apparently stayed connected through all the times. So, he may not have been the most wonderful, fabulous friend of America, but did he deserve to be beheaded and chopped up, put into a 55-gallon drum and brought out and sunk into the nearest river? I don't think that's the case. It's really something. It really is. What people do to other people. Pretty amazing. In the name of power and control and ultimate corruption. That's really what it is. 15 past the hour. Here's something that is anything but corrupt, but it is powerful. The experience that you get when you're sleeping on a MyPillow. Mike Lindell says his passion would never allow him to have the pillow made outside America. There's a lot of focus and criticism on a lot of stuff that's made in China. And pillows, there are lots of pillows that are made in China. Not so with MyPillow, made right here. If there's no other good reason, but there are dozens of great reasons to use MyPillow. But if you're really like me and you want to buy stuff that's made in America, the folks at MyPillow have taken that role on. Right here in the USA, these pillows are made. And Mike Lindell takes a lot of pride in having 1,500 people working in the factory. He has great customer service. MyPillow is the best pillow in the world. If you have one, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you're missing out on the best sleep ever. And now is a special time for you to save some serious dough. Any pillow you buy can be duplicated without charge. You buy any kind of pillow. First one you pay for, the second one is free by using the promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV with any MyPillow that you can find in their the website, the catalog that you have. Boy, all kinds of way of staying connected. So don't toss and turn. Thank you, Doug. Don't toss and turn. I was going to say don't toss and curse. Sometimes you do. You wake up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep. Damn it. I need a new pillow. Well, here it is. MyPillow.com. End those sleepless nights. Have a good time. Have a great rest. And enjoy all the other products at MyPillow.com. Save a lot of money using the promo code DJV.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so buy your tickets if you haven't bought them already. I don't know if it's worth it or not. The Mega Millions jackpot has probably been living under a rock for the past 4 or 5 days. Nobody won in the drawing on Friday night, so now $1.6 billion for the drawing tomorrow night. That means that the person who wins the jackpot will win, take home, about $900 million, the largest U.S. lottery prize ever, $1.58 billion. Now, that was given away, by the way. There was that much money was given away, Powerball jackpot, in 2016, in case you remember that. A group of California office workers won $543 million in July. Remember that? So a lot of people are on board here. Mega Millions in historic territory. Lottery officials say there were 15 second-tier winning numbers of at least $1 million. One of them was here in Massachusetts last week. But the odds of winning, 302 million to one. Go ahead. It's fun. It's nice to dream, isn't it? What are you going to do with all that money? 21 after the hour.
Home. makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I actually have quite a bit of respect for the way Britney Spears cleaned up her act, as it were. I remember when she lived down the street from me in Santa Monica, it was a circus every time she came. The president was coming to town with the motorcade and all that other foolishness. And she loved it. She sort of put herself out there. And then her life, in many respects, I think Kara, we would agree, fell apart. Manner of speaking.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. She fell apart publicly. Everyone knew that she didn't have it together.
Yeah, right. Well, now she does have it together, and her folks have announced her return to Las Vegas with a new residency show called Domination. It'll launch at the Park Theater, Park MGM, which is the same venue where Gaga and Cher and Bruno Mars and Aerosmith have been performing their shows. Her first show is scheduled for February of next year. She'll rake in $507,000 a show, making her the highest-paid performer in Vegas. Celine Dion previously had that honor. October is a good month for her. She's going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Baby One More Time, which was released October 23rd, 1998. Wow, she's been on that long.
So crazy, yeah.
It is crazy, isn't it, huh? 9 months ago, she took stage in Vegas at the Axis at Planet Hollywood. That was the home of her much lauded residency, Britney Piece of Me. She'd been there since December of 2013. The show grossed $100 million in ticket sales as of January of last year, seen by 700,000 people. That's crazy, those numbers, right? And anyway, if you want tickets for the new residency show, be available at the end of this week, I think Friday, 10 o'clock Pacific time. Britney Spears goes back to Vegas. All right, another big female voice in the world is Rihanna. Apparently she turned down an opportunity to headline the halftime show at the Super Bowl in a show of support for Colin Kaepernick. Remember him, the 49ers player who's been exiled from the NFL following all of the anthem protests. So what does that do to her popularity, Kara? People put two and two together. Does that mean she's kind of sticking it? She's
I think for her it does absolutely nothing.
Nothing bad, nothing good.
I think, you know, I think her fan base feels the same way, and I think that people who think opposite are not really big fans of her, and I don't know. I think she's already
such a big name.
And honestly, I think when it comes to popularity, she's bigger than the NFL, so I don't think it's going to hurt her at all.
Wow. That big,
maybe, maybe that's just me because I like her. But I don't know. I think I would have much preferred to see her perform than Maroon 5. I think Maroon 5 are fine, but they're kind of boring. But I guess they work for the NFL.
Right. Yeah, it works for them. They work well. It's a free gig. They don't get paid. It's just the exposure. She hasn't talked much about this on social media, but apparently made it clear to them that she didn't like the way the NFL was standing when it came to the kneeling controversy. Get it? Standing
on the kneeling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But apparently they asked Pink as well, and then negotiations fell through with her. So I guess the NFL needs to work a little bit on trying to get big names.
I'd like to see Pink.
I would love to see her. I've always wondered why she hasn't been on it, because she does all her, like, aerobatic acts and she flies through the air. I would love to see that.
Yep. Maroon 5 confirmed as the halftime headliners. There is not an official announcement of the other performers. They're trying to get Girls Like You co-star Cardi B to be involved in it one way or another. Well, in a way, it seems like when they first started talking about this, beginning of the season seemed like a long ways off. But hello, folks. It's the last full week of October. Then November, then December. And the Super Bowl was the first Sunday of February, I think, isn't it? I remember correctly.
Not ready for it yet.
Close to spring, though. Spring will be there soon after. Hooray! 28 after on the DJB.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are bipartisan calls for more answers from Saudi Arabia's government about what happened to Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi.
We are formally expel the Saudi ambassador from the United States until there is a completion of a third-party investigation into this kidnap, murder, and God knows what followed.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin speaking on NBC's Meet the Press about Khashoggi's death.
The Saudi government now says that a team of 15 Saudi nationals went to confront Khashoggi and mistakenly killed him when he was put in a chokehold and he resisted. Senate Republican Bob Corker.
They've lost all credibility as it relates to explaining what has happened, and I do hope over the next few days we'll actually have the tapes that the Turks have.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's turn on everything. All the lights are on. All the mics are on. Everybody's lives are here, exposed for you to hear the DJV program. Let's see. Jennifer Horn's not here. Female presence lacking. Victoria Keelan not here. Female presence lacking. Kara Schillen is here, so we do have positive female input. And look who just walked through the door. Literally and figuratively, one.
Good morning.
Oh, that's pretty loud. Yeah. It is morning, isn't it? Good morning. All right. So if I were to say to you, Mr. McFadden.
Yes, sir.
What has been the number one item that has influenced your thinking issue-wise, people-wise, or otherwise as a trender? What caught your attention? And please don't do a Walter Sabo. Oh, I was standing at the bus stop with my kids and they didn't have enough paper for school.
Nah, I mean, obviously my weekend is full of the kids' events and everything's going on, but I will tell you that this caravan that's coming north to the border really is kind of freaking me out a little bit. Just the fact that a mass of people, 5,000 large, think that they can just come through.
Yeah, what are they thinking?
Three countries and just waltz in. I don't know what they think they're going to get.
Who organized this?
It just seems to have grown. It looked like it was 1,000 coming out of the Honduras, and then it's just grown, and now they're all kind of like, we aren't stopping. We deserve the right to come across the border. We need help. Please help us. And that, you know what? That's great. But if we are going to help these people, I believe Trump is exactly right. In the $90 million that we were going to give you, Honduras, we are now going to use that to help these people.
Yeah.
And Mexico and any other country that they just waltzed through to get here. If, in fact, we should take these people in and help them, let's end all of the financial support that we give any of the countries that they walked through or came from. Mm. I'm cool with it then.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. So what are they going to do in Mexico? Because they're not coming into this country. So what do you suppose the Mexicans, they've reformed this caravan, but they continue.
The fight is about to become whether we're allowed to put troops on the border.
Mm. That's, keep them back.
Right, because they're,
which is against the Constitution, isn't
it's
it?
It's against the Constitution. You're not allowed to put troops in.
Can't put troops in America on domestic soil. So what's the difference between that and the we have National Guard. Those troops go serve outside the country, and they serve inside the country. I wonder.
I think the National Guard can. But
they can.
You can't.
But I wonder how they differentiated. They have troops. They have guns. They have trucks. They have uniforms. When you see them helping people, let's say after the hurricane. The National Guard was all over the place, and they're all dressed in their military uniform. They have their military facility. They have the trucks, and they have all the things that are necessary to help these people. They don't need guns for that. They have guns in the truck. But that's not really the issue, but it is kind of the issue. I wonder how they have two different branches in it.
Right. I don't know the mechanism that our government uses to defend itself internally. I understand the mechanism not being able to activate troops within the borders, because then you can run the troops against the citizenry. So that makes sense. Okay, cool. But what is the mechanism for using our military to defend the country within the borders?
Yeah. So this bunch burst through the border fence on the Guatemalan side on Friday afternoon. They rushed to a bridge over the river that delineates their country's border. Officials were there. They had 50 police. They were the riot shields. There were only about 50 that managed to push their way across before the officers sprayed them all with pepper spray. So the rest of them all retreated. So they really haven't come across. They didn't get across the border there. I don't know what they've done since then, but.
You know what I don't understand, too? I don't understand Mexico. Mexico just allows people from all over Central America
just to wander in.
Just to go through their country.
Yeah.
Like, safe passage. Going through. As long as you keep going, we don't mind you coming through.
Yeah, go to the United States. So why don't we withhold all of our aid from Mexico?
I don't understand what's in this for Mexico. I don't understand why they don't protect their borders better and why they are so happy to give up people that live in their country. It's like they're happy to have Mexicans come to the United States. We don't want you here. Please go there, because then you're no longer our burden. you're their burden.
So has this become a liberal versus conservative thing? Liberals in Congress think this is a great idea. We want to help these people. Give me your tired, your poor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or
it's funny. My wife, the Colombian, who became a citizen when she was 20, couple years old.
She was
old
a citizen before you married her.
She was a citizen before I married her. Right. She noticed, she goes, you know, I'm not noticing the normal left-right, oh, you have to let them come in. Oh, no, we have to stop them from coming. She's like, and she watches the Spanish channels.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I'm not noticing that, and that's kind of weird. Normally you would have the Democrats out there going, we need to accept all 5,000 of these people. You're heartless for not letting them in. And then the Republicans going, we need to protect our borders. We can't assume the responsibility and cost of all of these people. She's like, I'm just not seeing that with this instance, and I don't know why.
1,500 people have applied for refugee status in Mexico to this point. So, again, back to your question, why would the Mexicans say yes to this? Why would they think this was okay?
The deep conspiracy rich thinks that Mexico somehow makes money on all of this.
Really?
We know that if Mexico is able to offload people that drag their system down, that it's a good thing for them. But what do they get on people coming through their country from other Central American countries?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to think that there's big money being made here, and who knows, you know.
Well, so where's the money come from? Does that come from these people? They don't have any money. That's why they say that.
Well, I mean, the mules, you know, it's all of these Central American countries are corrupt, and somebody's getting paid off. You know, my wife is from a developing nation in Colombia, and I see what the corruption looks like there.
The drug business has developed into something sophisticated now.
Well, I mean, the drug business is like a whole other thing. It's just your run of the mill every single day corruption. You know, if you want to get a title for your house and it's caught up in bureaucracy, I pay somebody off and I get the paperwork, you know, faster. Yeah. It's just that kind of stuff.
We don't do that here in our country. That
not at all.
Here.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Never. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in
but
a million years.
I've got to think people are making money on these people passing through because there are mules, or what do they call them, coyotes.
Yep,
that bring the illegals through, and everybody's getting paid off somewhere.
So, including Border Patrol agents who look the other way.
Possibly.
Yep, there's some. Not all of them, but some of them. Today, we celebrate National Nut Day. I think it's nice to hear, Rich. National Nut Day, celebrated October 22nd around the world, a day created by the Liberation Foods Company in England, the only fair trade farmer-owned nut company, trying to raise awareness of fair trade nuts and encourage a healthy diet. So would you like some reasons why to love nuts?
I just had this conversation over the weekend, too.
Really, with whom?
What is that? A neighborhood party with a friend of mine. They're all kind of like new agey health nuts, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Part of expression.
Another reason to have National Nut Day, the people that like nuts.
But
nuts.
We're eating walnuts.
Yes.
And I was like, we got to talking about walnuts. And he goes, walnuts are the best nut to eat. It's got some kind of chemical in it that no other nut has that is incredibly helpful for your brain health.
Yeah, right.
And he said, we have a bowl of organic walnuts sitting in the kitchen that we take a bite out of every single day.
Yeah, I eat a lot of organic peanuts and cashews.
Peanuts are not nuts.
Almonds. Well, you know, they are
legumes.
Legumes, no matter what your preference is, there's a vast variety of these delicious snacks that can suit your taste buds. So, say the people who are promoting this day, the reasons to love nuts, they come in all sizes and shapes, from teardrops, that's what an almond looks like, doesn't it? Teardrop. To the wrinkly walnut that Richie was eating over the weekend. Here's another reason to love nuts. Nuts are delicious. Nuts are nutritious. Almonds are rich in protein, calcium, and vitamin E. I think that's what vitamin E is big in walnuts, I think, as well. Nuts provide large amounts of healthy monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. The bad fats are monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. You don't want those. And here's another reason to love nuts. Nuts make the perfect snack. Grab a handful of nuts for a guiltless snack. See, I have...
There's a lot of fat in them, so you can't overdo it.
A lot of... I probably have four or five handfuls of my combination of nuts every day. When I don't want to have a meal and I'm breezing through you yesterday...
Or just a snack to get you through to the next meal.
Yesterday I had breakfast, and then I was busy on the farm all day, and a couple of times I made it back to the house to do a couple of quick things, and I grabbed a handful of nuts, and that was it.
My thing on nuts is the study that I read where they followed 2,000 people for 20 years who ate a handful of nuts every single day, just a handful of nuts every single day. And guess how many of those people died over the course of the 20 years in this study? None.
Right?
None of them. None of them died. Not one person died.
Keep eating those nuts.
That ate a handful of nuts every single day.
There you go. All right, so before we run out of time, the biggest sport event, Red Sox, yay. Patriots, yay.
Redskins. Right,
that's from my perspective. What about your Redskins?
Yay. They beat Dallas, which is their biggest game of the year. They last-second field goal by Dallas, bonk, hits the upright.
So how's that all shaping up? In your mind, the football season, there are a lot of people.
There's a lot of parity. I mean, there's a lot of teams. You know, the Cleveland Browns are looking good.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals are good. You know, obviously your Patriots are good. The Rams are just on fire. The only undefeated team left. So it's you know what? The only thing that keeps me interested in football at this point is our fantasy football league that we have here at the office. That keeps it fun and interesting. Otherwise, you know.
Boring. Yeah.
No, not boring. It's interesting and fun, but.
What about baseball?
The Nationals are out. Baseball's over for me. I didn't even realize there's still a season going on. I'm done with baseball.
The Red Sox won recently over the weekend.
Congratulations.
The Dodgers won, too, and I just hope they win the whole thing.
Really? The Dodgers?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I can't have the Dodgers winning it.
I'm cheering for the Dodgers over the Red Sox.
It's got to be an American League team now.
So on Friday night, I stay up late like a big boy, and I actually watched a little bit of each of the Friday night versions of the late night shows. And the reason that I stayed with Jimmy Kimmel is because Bryan Cranston was on. I think he's fabulous. He's in a play, a revival of Network on Broadway, the movie Network. So he was talking about I think he's from this area, but I can't remember for sure. Anyway, every time he brought up the Red Sox, the audience would boo. So he'd just keep bringing up the Red Sox and throwing that bone to the crowd. It was pretty funny.
Being the obnoxious New Englander that he is.
Yeah.
Because all of you Red Sox,
not an obnoxious
Red Sox nation, and pretty much you guys are almost Yankee nation.
You just, you know, you think, well, that's why they don't get along, because they're both the same.
Yeah, especially since you won it all. That's just obnoxious.
Don't be obnoxious. Yeah, they drink too much and do anyway. Let's get you to subscribe to something that is very important, good to have. If you're looking for, in terms of jobs, a new job, or you're looking for a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you want to have a good smile. That's how you get people's attention. And here's something that will cleanse, in fact, the kind of dour look that your teeth have. Whiteness is important when it comes to teeth. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, will transform your smile in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. It was developed by a dentist, and it was sold only to the trade for the first 5 years, and then they decided about 5 years ago, because we've talked about power swabs before on this program, they came to market, and they've done fabulously well because the product actually works. Whiter teeth in minutes. That's right. 5 minutes, get rid of the coffee stains, wine stains, smoking stains. There's a great offer available right now when you call 800-208-1797. It's the only way you can get the offer. 50% off using the code DJV or Doug. That's now at 800-208-1797. Call now for power swabs at 50% off. 800-208-1797.
Thank you. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. I guess I will have the honors of doing the story because Victoria is not here. She's our expert, although Richie is here. Rich McFadden is on with us today, and he's pretty good when it comes to technology. So let's see if we can handle a couple of these stories. The hacker story of the weekend, hackers breaching a government healthcare system comprising, the business went to the Centers of Medical for Medicaid, Medicare services. 75,000 individuals had their personal data compromised. The CMS Center for Medicare Services says that it detected, quote, anomalous activity. What is anomalous? Anomalous.
Unusual.
Thank you. And the federally facilitated exchanges system used by agents and brokers to help people applying for health insurance. They say about 75,000 individual files were accessed, and after the breach was verified, it took steps to secure the system. That was at the end of the week through the weekend. The center says shut down the direct enrollment system to implement new security measures. Isn't this time of year when people are choosing or changing?
Pretty much.
That's what makes this more vulnerable, the people that are in there changing. I've never understood, as an aside, why it is that they limit it to 2 or 3 months. What difference does it make? Change when you want to change. And because there's so much activity now, Doesn't that make it more vulnerable for something like this? Their data breach. 75,000 people in government health insurance system have been hacked. So why, again, I suppose this could happen at any time. But anyway,
I'd love to get somebody on just to ask them, what do you do with this information once you steal it? Once you, what's so valuable that you illegally break into a government server to steal this information? Okay, you have somebody's address, their date of birth, maybe their social security number. What are you doing with? I mean,
sell social security numbers.
Well, social security numbers, I get.
Yeah. All right. Well. There you go. I guess, be scared, be really scared if you're...
Be a small needle in a big haystack. That's my digital footprint philosophy.
And there you are. Apple has opened a portal to data records where users can see all the data that Apple has collected on them. This ought to be interesting. Listen up.
The Geek Out. Apple is taking moves to continue to position itself as the champion of user rights over ownership of their data. Apple recently launched a portal that allows any Apple user to see what kind of and how much data the company has collected about them over the years. Now, Apple collects a lot of data, but it doesn't resell or use it for financial gain, or so they claim. But you as a consumer pay for any Apple product or service like iCloud, which is different from Google or Facebook. But in the end, it all works out because consumers decide which business model works better for them. Apple's new portal gives access to a wide selection of tracked data that would probably bore or frighten most people. But if you're really interested, we posted the link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Hi. So we're having a conversation about the new sleep tracker that Prince Harry has. It's a new accessory for him. This business about tracking your sleep. Richie, you've got one of these?
I use my Garmin, basically my Fitbit, my steps tracker, and it also tracks your sleep. And what it does is it senses movement while you sleep. Mm-hmm. So when you, and I researched this pretty well when I started getting into this, when you have a slight movement, that means you're in light sleep. When you have zero movement, when your hand does not move at all, you're in deep sleep. And what I try to do, my goal is to try and get a 50. So if I sleep for 7 hours, try and get 3.5 hours of deep sleep.
But how are you going to do that?
By not looking at your phone, by not having caffeine after 3 o'clock, by working out, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've taken care of that.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
Yep. Twitter sent users incomprehensible text strings to push through push notifications last week. It's interesting to see what the CEO of Jack Dorsey said. Twitter was on it. I don't know what that means, but Twitter is kind of wacky.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.